Welcome to the Utica Phoenix deep dive into cosmic tunnels discovered between stars. We're diving into a discovery that's making waves in the astronomy world. These hidden pathways connecting our solar system to distant stars.
Yeah.
It's seriously challenging what we thought we knew about the vast emptiness of space.
It really does. It really flips the script. Imagine, instead of a static, empty expanse, we're finding a Milky Way buzzing with activity, shaped by these dynamic channels.
Okay, so let's rewind a bit. Where did these tunnels come from, and how do we even find them? It all starts with a region called the local hot bubble, or LHB. It's this immense zone of hot, low-density plasma that spans about 300 light years. And guess what? Our solar system is right smack in the middle of it.
And the LHB itself isn't just sitting there quietly. It was forged by powerful supernova explosions millions of years ago. Think about those massive stars ending their lives in these spectacular bursts, blasting out material that shaped the very structure of our galactic neighborhood.
That's mind-blowing. So how do these cosmic tunnels fit into the picture?
Well, for a long time, the idea of a network of interconnected cavities in the Milky Way, formed by supernova, was just a theory. But thanks to the Erosita X-ray telescope aboard the Spectrum Roentgen Gamma mission, we finally have the evidence.
It's like our very own X-ray vision into the cosmos.
Exactly. Erosita has been diligently mapping the sky in X-rays, and by combining its data with observations from the older ROSAT mission, scientists have created a 3D map of the LHB. And what did they find nestled within this bubble? These elongated structures, stretching outward like cosmic highways, connecting our solar system to other regions in the Milky Way.
So these tunnels, they're not just empty space, right?
Not at all. They're filled with hot, low-density plasma, likely shaped by the combined forces of stellar winds from young, energetic stars and the remnants of those ancient supernova explosions.
So we have this giant bubble created by supernovae, and within it, these intricate tunnels of plasma. It's like our cosmic backyard is way more exciting than we ever imagined.
Absolutely, and here's where things get even more intriguing. Researchers noticed temperature variations within the LHB, with certain areas showing lower thermal pressure than others.
Okay, so what does that tell us?
It hints at something really cool. Potential openings that could connect our LHB to other similar superbubbles in the Milky Way.
Wait, so our bubble might be linked to others?
Mm-hmm.
Forming this massive network across the galaxy.
That's the idea. It's like finding secret passageways connecting different parts of a vast hidden city.
This is blowing my mind. It completely changes how we see the Milky Way. Instead of isolated stars and pockets of gas, we have this intricate network of tunnels, potentially facilitating the movement of material and energy across vast distances.
And that's precisely why this discovery is so significant. It challenges our traditional view of space as a mostly empty void and reveals a much more dynamic and interconnected reality.
So if these tunnels are like cosmic highways,
yes,
what are they carrying? What's cruising along these interstellar lanes?
That's a great question. And it leads us into some really exciting territory. Imagine cosmic rays. Those high-energy particles zipping through space, being guided and influenced by these tunnels. Or think about interstellar dust and gas, the very building blocks of stars and planets, potentially flowing through these channels, shaping the evolution of galaxies.
This is discovering a hidden transportation system that's been shaping the cosmos all along.
Exactly. And here's another fascinating detail. Our solar system's position near the center of the LHB isn't just a coincidence. It gives us a unique vantage point. A front row seat to study these phenomena.
It's like we won the cosmic lottery in terms of our location.
You could say that.
Yeah.
And this privileged position allows us to delve deeper into the mysteries of these tunnels and uncover their role in the grand scheme of things. We can study their composition, map their magnetic fields, and investigate how they influence the movement of interstellar material.
Okay, so we've established these tunnels are real. They're fascinating.
Okay.
And they're potentially changing how we understand the Milky Way structure. But where do we go from here? What's the next chapter in this cosmic adventure?
Well, for starters, we need to map these tunnels in even greater detail, understand their full extent, and investigate their connection to other superbubbles.
So more exploration and observation.
Absolutely. And it's not just about looking. We need to understand the physics behind these tunnels. How exactly do they form? What role do magnetic fields play? How do they interact with the surrounding interstellar medium? These are just some of the questions scientists are grappling with right now.
It sounds like there's a lot of work ahead. but it's incredibly exciting work. It's like opening a new window into the workings of the universe.
Precisely. And this discovery isn't just about expanding our knowledge. It's about challenging our assumptions and pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
It's about realizing that even in the vastness of space, everything is connected. And even seemingly empty regions are teeming with unseen forces and hidden structures that are shaping the cosmos as we know it.
Well said. And that brings us to the end of part one of our deep dive into cosmic tunnels. In part two, we'll delve deeper into the technical details of how these tunnels were discovered and explore the implications for interstellar science and our understanding of the Milky Way's evolution.
You won't want to miss it.
Welcome back to the deep dive.
We're picking up right where we left off, exploring these cosmic tunnels and how they're reshaping our understanding of the Milky Way.
Yeah, let's dig into how these tunnels were actually detected. It all boils down to a unique way of observing the universe, using the X-ray spectrum.
So we're talking about X-ray vision, like seeing through walls, but for space.
Exactly. X-rays allow us to see things that are hidden from our usual view. They reveal objects and processes that are incredibly hot and energetic, like the plasma that fills these cosmic tunnels.
Okay, I'm starting to see the connection. But how did this specific telescope, Erasita, come into play?
Erasita is a powerful X-ray telescope that's been scanning the entire sky, gathering data on the distribution of hot gas throughout the Milky Way. And as researchers were analyzing this data, they noticed something unexpected.
Like an anomaly in the X-ray readings.
Precisely. They observed these long, elongated structures radiating outward from the local hot bubble. These structures, when viewed in X-rays, stood out from the surrounding environment because of their unique temperature and density patterns.
So they weren't specifically looking for tunnels, but they stumbled upon them in the data.
It was a serendipitous discovery, driven by meticulous observation and analysis. It highlights how important it is to keep exploring and to expect the unexpected in science.
That's incredible. But how did they know for sure that these structures were actually tunnels and not just random clouds of hot gas?
Great question. It wasn't just their elongated appearance that pointed to them being tunnels. Scientists had to carefully analyze the X-ray data to look for specific characteristics that would support the tunnel hypothesis.
What kind of characteristics are we talking about?
Think about it like this. Imagine you're a geologist studying a mountain range. You wouldn't just look at the shape of the mountains from afar. You'd also want to understand the composition of the rocks, the layers of sediment, the patterns of erosion.
So they were looking for similar clues in the X-ray data.
Exactly. They focused on things like temperature gradients, which are variations in temperature over distance. And what they found was fascinating.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat here. What do they find?
The plasma within these elongated structures exhibited a specific pattern of temperature and density variation. The temperature and density of the plasma changed in a way that is consistent with the idea of a tunnel-like structure.
I see. So it's not just what these structures look like, but their actual physical properties that give away their secret.
Precisely. It's like finding a long, narrow valley between mountains. The shape itself tells you something about its formation and structure.
It's like the universe is leaving us clues, and we just have to learn how to decipher them.
You could say that. And the more we learn about these tunnels, the more questions arise. For example, how exactly did they form? We know supernova explosions played a role in creating the local hot bubble, but the precise mechanisms that sculpted these tunnels are still a bit of a mystery.
So there's still a lot to unpack.
Absolutely. Another big question is, how interconnected is this network of tunnels? Do they connect to other superbubbles in the Milky Way, forming a vast galaxy-spanning web, or are they more localized features?
Those are some big questions. How are scientists planning to tackle those mysteries?
It's going to require more extensive mapping of the Milky Way in X-rays and other wavelengths. We need to see the bigger picture. Think of it like exploring a vast unknown forest. We've just discovered a few paths, but we need to map the entire forest to understand its true extent and complexity.
So it's about expanding our cosmic map.
Precisely. And that's just the beginning. We also need to understand the impact of these tunnels on the galaxy itself. Do they affect the way stars form or how interstellar material moves around?
I was just thinking about that. It seems like they could have a huge impact on the evolution of the Milky Way.
They absolutely could. These tunnels could act as conduits, channels that funnel gas and dust from one region of the galaxy to another.
Like a cosmic delivery system.
That's a great analogy. And this could influence where and how new stars are born, affect the distribution of elements throughout the galaxy, and even impact the evolution of the Milky Way as a whole.
Wow, it's mind-boggling to think that these seemingly empty tunnels could have such a profound influence on the grand scale of galactic evolution. It really makes you realize that even the seemingly insignificant can have a huge impact on the bigger picture.
That's the beauty of science. Often the most profound discoveries are those that challenge our assumptions and reveal the interconnectedness of everything in the universe.
It's like a cosmic domino effect, where one event triggers a chain reaction across vast distances and timescales.
Exactly. And it highlights how much we still have to learn about the universe. We're just scratching the surface.
Speaking of scratching the surface, what tools and techniques will scientists use to continue exploring these tunnels in the future? We've already talked about Erosita, but what else is on the horizon?
We definitely need more powerful X-ray telescopes, like the upcoming Athena mission from the European Space Agency. Athena will have much greater sensitivity and resolution than Erosita, allowing us to map these tunnels in much greater detail. We'll be able to study their composition, their magnetic fields, and how they interact with the surrounding interstellar medium.
It sounds like we're on the cusp of a new era in interstellar exploration, with X-ray astronomy at the forefront.
Indeed. And it's not just about X-rays. We'll also need to combine data from other wavelengths, like radio waves and infrared light, to get a more complete picture of these tunnels and their environment. It's a multi-wavelength approach that will be key to unraveling their mysteries.
It sounds like there's a lot of exciting research ahead. But for now, we've reached the end of part two of our deep dive into cosmic tunnels.
Be sure to join us for part three, where we'll step back and ponder the broader implications of these tunnels for our understanding of the Milky Way and the universe beyond.
See you there. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into cosmic tunnels.
We've journeyed from their discovery to their potential influence on the Milky Way. It's been quite a ride.
It really has. But now I'm curious. We've been focusing on our own galaxy. But do these cosmic tunnels exist elsewhere? Could they be a common feature in other galaxies across the universe?
That's a question that has astronomers buzzing. We know supernovae are a fundamental part of stellar evolution, happening all across the cosmos. So it stands to reason that these types of tunnels and superbubbles, sculpted by those powerful explosions, could be shaping other galaxies as well.
So imagine this network of tunnels, not just spanning our Milky Way, but woven throughout countless galaxies across the universe.
It's a pretty mind-blowing concept, isn't it? And if that's the case, it means these tunnels could be playing a significant role in how matter and energy are distributed on a truly cosmic scale.
That's a whole other level of interconnectedness. But what does that mean in practical terms? How would these tunnels affect other galaxies?
Well, imagine them as conduits, channels that could influence the chemical makeup of galaxies. They might transport heavy elements forged in the hearts of stars from one region of a galaxy to another, enriching the interstellar medium and influencing the formation of new stars and planets.
So these tunnels could be a vital part of a galaxy's evolutionary story.
Exactly. They could even play a role in the behavior of supermassive black holes that lurk at the centers of most galaxies. Imagine these tunnels funneling material toward those black holes, fueling their growth and activity.
Wow. It's like we're seeing a whole new layer of complexity in how galaxies work. It's a reminder that the universe is full of surprises and that what we observe is often just the tip of the iceberg.
And that's what makes astronomy so captivating. Every new discovery opens up more questions, pushing us to dig deeper and refine our understanding of the cosmos.
It's like a never-ending puzzle with new pieces constantly emerging. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are some of the key takeaways you'd like our listeners to ponder?
First, I hope they come away with a sense of awe at the dynamic and intricate nature of the universe. Space is far from empty. It's teeming with activity, sculpted by powerful forces and interconnected in ways we're just beginning to understand.
It's like the universe is constantly whispering secrets to us, and we just have to learn how to listen.
That's a beautiful way to put it. Second, I hope listeners appreciate that scientific exploration is a journey, not a destination. Every new discovery, like these cosmic tunnels, brings us closer to understanding our place in the universe, but also opens up new mysteries to solve.
It's a reminder to stay curious and never stop questioning.
Absolutely. And finally, I'd like to emphasize the power of human ingenuity and collaboration. The discovery of these cosmic tunnels was the result of decades of research, technological advancements, and the dedication of countless scientists across the globe.
It's a testament to what we can achieve when we work together to unlock the secrets of the universe.
Well said.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure exploring this topic with you.
The feeling is mutual. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into cosmic tunnels. We hope you found it as fascinating and thought-provoking as we did. If you're eager to explore more of the universe's mysteries, be sure to visit our website, UticaPhoenix.net, or check out our Utica Phoenix YouTube channel for more deep dives into the world of science. Until next time, keep looking up and keep exploring.